visiting today with Knoxville Fire Department Deputy Chief Trent Batchest for our Public Safety Week Special Edition News Magazine. Trent, you want to kind of start off our conversation, talk a little bit about kind of your background in regards to fire and what got you interested in kind of this field of work?
Yeah, so I've been with Knoxville for going on 8 years now. I started right out of high school. My senior year, I actually joined volunteer department, Bussey Fire Department, and it kind of got me hooked into the career. I changed my whole career path and got my EMT and paramedic, and then I got hired full-time at Knoxville, and I've been here since. I just enjoy the ability to help others and be there on people's worst day to try to bring a little light to their day. For me, going through different classes, learning how I can better myself to better serve people is always a good thing. Here at Knoxville, I've kind of grown from as part-time member to a captain to a battalion chief, and now I serve as deputy chief. So,
what is it specifically about the Knoxville community that you enjoy? You know, it's not small, but it's also not like a big metro area.
Yeah, so I like the small town kind of feeling like you're truly helping your neighbor out. Being close to my hometown kind of helps too. I enjoyed just being in Marion County, Knoxville specifically. Things are growing, things are going good. We can still be very involved in the community and serve in many ways more than just our normal day-to-day function.
Some people's perception that maybe listen to this, they think, hey, fire department, firefighters, their job is just putting out fires, but you guys respond to a large variety of calls. Can you just give us a little bit of background of and kind of an inside look of what else are you responding to besides just fires?
Yeah, so fire departments, very common that we do a lot of emergency medical services also. So, you know, we respond with ambulances to medical calls. We're also trained high angle rope rescue, long angle rope rescue, grain bin, technical rescue, car accidents. Really, if people don't know who to call, they call the fire department. So there's a lot of days where we get calls and we don't really know what to do or haven't really dealt with that. So we have to kind of come up with the solution, come up with the fix to it. So we're trained in many different things, but some days we get new things. Another new role here that we're trying to get going is the crisis response therapy dog. So that's another role I have. I have Canine Max, and we're able to respond to more wide range things to help people after a big call or after devastation in their life. He's kind of there to make their day a little better. So
it is, you know, obviously it goes without saying what fire departments contribute for public safety, but is it kind of a little bit of a unique career in that the fact that you guys are constantly on your toes and it's not like you just, the fire department can take a day off?
Yeah, no, it's definitely different. You think about holidays or where normal schedules, people get the days off for different things. We're here 24/7, 365 days. So yeah, it's very unique in the fact that our people love to come to work even on those days, just because they're here to help others.
Can you kind of talk too about a little bit of the structure of how the staffing works? You know, I know typically firefighters work very long shifts where they actually live here at the fire station. How does all that work?
Yeah, so for us, our line personnel, they work 48 hours on, 96 hours off. So 2 days on, 4 days off. Throughout the 48 hours on, they're responding to any calls for service. They're doing department training. They're doing public ed events. Helping with inspections when needed, things like that. Normal shift, they come in at 7 a.m., shift change, do truck checks, things like that. We do training every day, different tasks around the station. If we get new tools, we go through that. But they're ready to respond at a moment's notice all the time. And then the fire service is unique with the 4 days off. It kind of gives you a good break away from everything, but our members are spending, you know, a third of the year here, so that's kind of what it boils down to.
And, you know, fire department also here in Knoxville does an excellent job of holding open houses and holding events where they can bring the public here to see kind of what you guys do. You know, is it really important for you guys to stay connected with the local community?
Yeah. It's a city building. We love to open it up to people. We love to show off our apparatus. We have the big shiny trucks, you know, so we take pride in keeping them clean, and we want people to come see them. Different open houses we do, EMS week and fire prevention week. It's just something to open our doors and let people come see truly, you know, what we do, what specialty equipment we have, things like that.
And I know you guys also make yourselves available that, you know, sometimes people may call you guys if they have a question. Hey, there's an issue going on with my smoke detector, or there's something, I smell something here. You know, you guys also available to come out and just check that stuff out?
Yep, we are. We'd rather people call when they have just a simple question instead of waiting and something major happening. So, yeah, especially if your smoke alarm's making, you know, a funny beep or something you've never heard before, or carbon monoxide is kind of a big one this time of year. Everyone's running their furnace. We're more than happy to run out and check things out and try to, you know, solve the problem, whether it be as simple as putting a new battery in a smoke detector or getting a new one installed for you, things like that. We're happy to come out.
You know, now that you mentioned you've been here 8 years, you notice the trend over that years. What would you say is that time of year where you guys are dealing with the most actual fires?
It kind of just depends, really. My 8 years here, no year's been the same. So, since we've started, our calls have obviously increased every year. Number of fires have increased also, but it just kind of goes in spurts. Some months we'll have, you know, 3 or 4 fires, and then we won't have another one for 2 or 3 months. So there's no trend for me that I've noticed, like, you know, this month is the most busiest for fire calls. It's just kind of crazy. Every year is different. So,
well, Deputy Chief Batch, just kind of before we close, you know, any final thoughts from your end and kind of what you want people to know about how the Knoxville Fire Department contributes to public safety here in Marion County?
Not too much. If anyone ever wants to stop by, bring the kids up, see the fire trucks, our door's always open. We're always there for people. We love interacting as much as we can. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out and ask any of our department members.